The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. Hello. Welcome to Exposing the Masters Within, the one and only hour on radio or the internet dedicated solely to helping you expose yourself. My name is John Schulte. I'm here to serve you, to help you to know more of the truth about you. It's often said, looks can be deceiving. And we all know that the surface of things is, by definition, shallow. So thanks for joining me today as we journey through the looking glass to explore what's on the other side, to explore what's beneath the surface. We're here together to discover, uncover, and recover our masters within. You knew your mastery much more fully when you signed up for your on-earth sojourn. But you mostly forgot it soon after leaving the cozy confines of your mother's womb. You've rediscovered some inkling of it, or you wouldn't be listening to me now. So, it's time to remember the masters we are. It's time to reclaim the power we have. It's time for Exposing the Masters Within. Let's get started.
Today is Sunday, December 16th, 2012, for those listening live, and it is whatever your time is, if you're listening to the recording. Either way, welcome. And this week, coming up on Friday, coming up very soon, is the solstice, is, again, depending on your version of reality, possibly the end of this iteration of the Mayan calendar. And so much expectation, so much desire, so much energy focused on that date. So that's what we're going to talk about today and see if we can't create a blueprint individually and collectively to make the most of those energies. But as always, before we jump into the topic, let's jump into ourselves. Let's jump into divinity. Let's take a moment to connect. And this is, in many ways, a meditation. I look at meditation not as just about clearing out the thoughts, getting yourself to that still point, but a meditation is any activity in which you focus inward, in which you go into a central space within yourself, whether that's through an active expression, a moving meditation, whether that's focusing on your breath or a mantra. The form doesn't matter, but the goal of all meditation is to make contact with that point of divinity that we have access to. And so that is one way to look at how we begin each one of these programs, and perhaps a way that might help us go into it a little more fully, a little more deeply, a little more experientially, because that is certainly the intention, is to shift our conscious awareness, shift our focus inward into that sacred space, creating that sacred space in our experience in a way that brings it out from where it always resides in the center of us. So let's go ahead and open up into that. And as we begin, the first place to go is right into the divine essence of yourself. Now, for some, it's easiest to focus through a particular part or a particular portal within your being. So many people would choose to focus in the heart center here. And that's wonderful. And I encourage you to use whatever pathway works best for you. But I would just toss in this reminder. Every bit of you is divine. Your physical body, your emotions, your mental body, all of your energetic patterns, all of your relationships. There's no part of you that you can focus on that is less than divine. And so that's what you are connecting with. That's what you're choosing to focus on right now, is the divinity that is your essence, that everything that you do, everything that you experience, everything that you express comes from and participates in. And so just take a few breaths with that intention that you're going into and opening up your experience of your divinity. And as you do this, allow your breathing to simply be easy. Doesn't have to be deep. But just let go of any struggle, any tension that you notice. Just let it go. You're not trying to push through it. You're not trying to force your way to divinity. You're seeking to choose to allow your divinity into greater expression in this moment. All right. So let's expand our focus, our connecting to divinity, because that's what we're doing in each level of this process that we start the program with, is connecting with divinity in different forms. So the first form we start with is ourselves. Now we move outward to connecting with divinity as our Mother Earth. Now we are a part of our Mother Earth, but we're connecting with all the rest right now. Now, specifically, most people think of that as literally the land, the water, nature, the animals, the plants. It goes further than that. It reaches out to every other person on the planet. But right now, we're focusing on the non-human aspect of our Mother Earth and opening up to our ongoing relationship, our receiving of the divinity that she is, that she carries, and our sharing of the divinity that we are, that we carry. And so open up to whatever degree you're ready in this moment. Open up and allow yourself to receive her love and support, these expressions of divinity. She offers us everything, individually and collectively, every way that we have ever been supported has been through the energy field that she is. Every way that we've been supported in the body comes through her to get to us, whether it's from another person, from the food we eat, from what we drink. So that support is always there. And you're just opening up to that. Allow yourself to fill with that. Let that be your intention. Let that be your guide right now. That you're filling up. And it's completely judgment-free. It's like fat-free food. There's no judgment coming from her, only pure acceptance in that divine love. All right. Now, allow your own gratitude. Whatever you're grateful for in your life, it doesn't matter what it might be. Again, everything that we have, everything that we experience is coming through the flow of the energy field that is our Mother Earth. So, anything we're grateful for, a component of that gratitude, whether we're aware of it or not, is the gratitude that goes to her. So allow your own gratitude to flow back, to flow to her. Let that be this expression of your divinity in this moment, sharing your gratitude with her. And again, same thing. In a different way, everything, everyone, every experience that you love or have experienced love in this lifetime, allow the love also to be shared with her. Everything we've experienced has come through her. So let that love go. And allow yourself as well to connect with any desire you may have on any level to offer support back in turn. Doesn't matter if it has a mental image or structure. Might be emotional. Might be purely energetic. It might not be anything that you can touch or describe. But allow that willingness, that desire to support her, to flow to her as well. All right. And let's take a step further into the connections with divinity in another form, multiple forms. And this time, it's with all those beings that we are consciously aware of and that we are not consciously aware of, our angels and guides, the masters and teachers and mentors that are not in a physical body right now, but that are supporting us in doing what we're doing, in being in this body and experiencing life on earth right now. And so allow yourself to reach out to them and open to receive, again, their love and support, that acceptance of you, that desire for you to step into your power, to manifest and express your divinity more fully, your mastery more fully. And allow yourself to connect with and to share your gratitude back to them. As with the Mother Earth, they are with you all the time. Some may come and go depending upon what issues you might be working on, kind of like going into a new classroom. You get a new teacher moving from fourth grade to fifth grade or high school to college. You get new teachers. But there are also those that are with you from the moment you come into body to the moment that you leave it. And we're connecting with all of them that are present for you right now. And allow your love to go to them as well. That compatriot of gratitude. And let's expand out further into the divine family. And this time we're expanding into the divine family that has gathered to create this particular program today. All of us, myself giving voice, all of you listening and energetically co-creating with me what we share today. I don't do this alone ever. Even when I pre-record it, your energies are there. But this one's live, if you're listening live, so this is about connecting with the community of the Exposing the Masters Within co-creators, each of us desiring, seeking, choosing to move into our mastery more fully. Wonderful. And so connect with that shared intention of empowerment, of mastery, and open up to be lifted by it. Open up to feel it, to feel the team of those walking with this same intention, coming together to move forward. All right. And just notice, you don't have to do anything, but notice that your intention to move into your mastery is pulsing energy back into this mass consciousness all the time, because it's a mass consciousness. It's a co-creation of all of us, and you're always putting that energy out there. You don't have to think about it. If you think about it, if you choose to, you can add more energy to it, but it's always going out there. So just be aware of that. Again, this is about relationship, which is about energy flow going in and out, being received and being expressed. So let yourself feel that balance, and yet you're able to receive more than you give, because it's a mass consciousness you're receiving from. All right, so let's expand out further into that energy of divinity, the rest of humanity, touching into the big one, the mass of nearly 7 million or however many it is right now, 7 billion, not million. And again, we connect with that shared mass consciousness, that shared intention of all those who are in body, which is, let's make it better. It can be better. Let's open to that and ride that wave. This is about being surfers on mass consciousness. We're connecting with those energies and allowing them to lift us and move us faster than we can move on our own. Kind of exhilarating to ride the wave. All right. And again, just notice that your own intention, your own desire for that expansion, for that improvement, for that making the world a better place, making your life a better place, goes out to feed this mass consciousness as well all the time, because it's part of your inner makeup. It's part of your ongoing expression. And let's focus down to that subset that is the conscious light workers, those who are actively engaging, actively seeking empowerment, mastery, self-expression for themselves and for others on the planet, desiring to shift this planet and humanity into higher consciousness and connecting with that mass consciousness desire. Empowerment for all. Empowerment for all. And let yourself feel that mass consciousness lift you as well. Along with all the active energy work that every light worker is doing on this planet. Everything that any one of us does touches all the rest of us. Any bit of healing we do, any bit of prayer, meditation, anything that we choose to do to lift ourselves adds more energy, adds more empowerment into this mass consciousness. So let yourself drink that in. And again, notice all the energies of your intention feeding here as well, flowing out into this mass consciousness and helping to build this energy of co-creation. Wonderful. All right, and from there, that's a perfect segue into the topic of this solstice and or the end of the Mayan calendar and the alignment with the galactic core, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that's coming up here in less than a week on Friday. And it occurred to me this was something just a bit odd, perhaps. It occurred to me the other day that there is no moment on Friday where it will be Friday across the globe. In other words, with the international dateline and the movement, it's kind of like on New Year's Eve changing over to New Year's. It's celebrated, staggered across the globe depending upon what the time zone is that the people are living in. And so that first moment when the first people celebrate that mark of midnight, is the beginning, but as it flows across, by the time it hits the end of that day, the end of January 1st, at that point, there's no moment. And my math may be wrong. I could be wrong about this. So, but I don't believe there's actually a moment when everybody is on the same day. And if there is, it doesn't last very long, maybe an hour. So if something's going to happen on that day, when does it happen? When most of us are there? When the great majority of us are there? So I just find that, as I say, an interesting thing. It's one of those things that for me, I always have trouble with when people are trying to set a mass meditation. And there's kind of two ways to do it. Well, there's a lot more than two, but two primary ways that I've seen in all these emails that come around. One is they set a particular time and they say it's 7 p.m. Eastern time, which makes it 6 p.m. Central and 5 p.m. Mountain and 4 p.m. Pacific and so on and so on, and adjust your time accordingly based upon where you are. And then there's another one that kind of sets it up that it's going to be like a rolling meditation. In other words, when it reaches 1 p.m. in your time zone on this date, that's when you're going to do it. And quite frankly, for me personally, the second way makes a lot more sense. Because the first way, you're going to run up against people's schedules. You're going to run up against, well, anytime you're trying to do something with a mass group of people, you run up against their schedules, which is one of the reasons I like that. For instance, this radio program is available through the recording, so you can listen to it whenever you like. You don't have to be here live. If you're not here live, you don't miss out. And one of the things, when it's just set at a particular time, and everybody is going to do it at a different time in their time zone, but trying to do it all at the same moment on the clock, is that that really buys in a major way into the illusion that linear time is reality. That if we don't do it at the same time, it's not going to be as effective. But part of what gets lost in that is that any energy that goes out with the same vibration, so any energy that goes out with the same intention automatically connects with and expands the mass consciousness of that particular intention. In other words, it's not possible for me to put out some energy of the desire for peace on planet Earth and have that get lost, because it's going to be naturally connected with and drawn into and expanding the mass consciousness of every other intention, of every other bit of energy that has ever been put forth toward peace on Earth. And so I can certainly see where setting a particular time for that sort of gathering, for meditation to change the world, can help people to focus, can help them to schedule it and say, oh yes, I have to do this at this time. But at the same time, everything that we do, no matter when we do it, whether we do it consciously, collectively or not, it is collective, unless it literally is the first time an intention has ever been set. If it's not the first time, if it's not a completely unique idea, a completely unique intention, it is going to automatically join up with the resonant mass consciousness. And so that's one thing I wanted to bring into this, because the 21st, again, it's a day, and it's the solstice, and there is a particular moment, which I don't have consciously right in my head or written down on paper right now, there is a particular moment when astronomically, I'm sure it's astrologically as well, but it's based on the astronomy. There is a particular moment that is the solstice, that is when the shift takes place, and instead of the days lengthening or the days shortening, from that moment forward, the days are lengthening. And it literally is a moment, and it can be measured astronomically, etc. And there is, obviously, as our solar system is moving through space, and as we are moving around the sun in our solar system, there is, or will be, a particular moment when our planet is in a particular alignment with the galactic center, which is a big part of what this Mayan prophecy stuff has brought to the surface, people looking at, and seemingly this is the measurement. But quite frankly, that alignment is ongoing. It's not that simple, because we don't have the physical instruments. We don't necessarily even have the spiritual awareness that tells us what exactly it is that we're lining up with. There's a gap, there's a space that can be seen through the telescopes, at least as I understand this. But our solar system and our planet have been moving through that gap, that alignment, if you will, for a while now. And we will continue to move through it for a while after this solstice. And so I look at that and it makes me wonder, how precise is this? How specific is this? For those of you, for those of us who are energy sensitive, certainly most everyone I've spoken to who can feel energies has felt a shift going on for quite some time. I don't imagine that that is simply going to end on the 21st. Now, of course, everyone is entitled to their opinion, and I have heard people recently, people that I have respect for, who do believe that on the 21st there is going to be this light switch flipped and everything is going to change in an instant. For me, that doesn't have the ring of truth. Obviously, use your own discernment on what you would believe, on what you would envision and feed energy into. It would be nice. I would celebrate along with everyone else if that were to take place. But it doesn't seem to fit with the change that's actually taking place. At least in my opinion. The change that I see taking place is that individually and collectively, we are moving into greater empowerment. And part of what's happening is that is creating greater chaos. It's bringing more of the old energies, more of the old structures, more of the old negativity, more of the old disempowerment up and hitting us in the face so that we have the opportunity to move it, to change it, to transmute it, to transform it, to shift it into a higher octave of energy. And in spite of what's going on out there, I'm greatly encouraged by the shift I see taking place. And yet, this idea that there's going to come a day and it's suddenly just going to go poof and everything changes all at once and suddenly we're in the new world, or in some versions of things, there's this split and those who are ready are suddenly transported, whether it's vibrationally or physically, to a new planet, and those others who are not ready to live in the new vibration suddenly just disappear, or they are left behind, or they're transported to the other planet. I don't know. For me, that doesn't ring true. And this progressive march, it's not to say that there aren't capabilities of individual moments being very significant. But where do we place that? Where do we place that on the solstice? Is it the exact moment of the solstice? Is it the exact moment that no one I know of can measure when we're in alignment with this particular thing in the galactic center? But again, what aligned with what? Is it New York City aligned with it? Is it the North Pole aligned with it? Is it Tokyo aligned with the galactic center in this particular way? What's the range? What are we lining up? Are we lining up as if we created a line that was one electron wide from here to the center of something? But what point does that hit? Are we measuring a tube that's exactly the size of the planet Earth? And so it's when the whole planet comes, lines up with that tube, wherever the other end is pointing? I don't know. Again, these kinds of things about being this, what seems to me rigid, and what seems to me being focused in a way that is still, we are the victims and we are going to be saved, kind of belief system. We're the victims of life on planet Earth, of life in the polarities, and there's going to be this alignment, and that's going to fix everything. How is that different than making this alignment the new Messiah? Now, what I think, and apparently what we all need to hear, whether everyone believes this or not, but what I think is that this whole thing about the Mayan calendar, and again, I've heard people say that the end of the Mayan calendar was last year. I've heard other people say, you know, the big energy push is going to be on the 20th, or it's going to last for 3 days, or again, there are so many interpretations. My personal opinion is that, yes, this alignment makes a difference. And the fact that it seems to line up with the solstice makes sense. But again, we have to look at this. You know, I have a northern hemisphere bias. So this is the winter solstice here. And what does that mean? Well, it means that at that point, we are moving now into the longer days, heading towards summer. But in the southern hemisphere, this solstice is the summer solstice. And it means that it begins the shortening of the days. We live in a polarized world. So I can't even say that, oh my gosh, it makes so much sense that it would fall on the solstice, because this is the returning of the light. This is that transition, that shift that's moving back toward more light. But wait a minute, that's only for half of the planet. But it is a transition point, a significant one in our march around our sun. But the interpretation depends upon your perspective. And that perhaps is the biggest thing that I would suggest that we each do here today, is look at our perspective. What are our expectations? What are our attachments toward this transition? And how much are we stepping into it consciously as co-creators? I'm choosing to change my life. I'm choosing to step more into my power. I'm choosing to take the action that is me being in my power as a co-creator, etc. Each moment. And yes, this is a significant day. I love the solstice. But why would that now, any now, on that particular day, any moment in that particular day, be more important than any other moment? Because quite frankly, we're divine already. We will be divine on the solstice, and we will be divine after the solstice. And our experience of that divinity, at least in my intention and my experience, and in the experience and intentions of those that I've worked with all these years, is that we're stepping ever more into a greater awareness of our divinity. And I don't see, no matter what happens on the solstice or the days surrounding it, no matter what happens with this alignment with the galactic center, I don't believe that we'll be changing and backing away from our intention to move more into our empowerment. No matter how much the floodgates might open, if that kind of thing happens, I don't intend to act like that's the finish line. Oh, I'm done. That's all the divinity I can stand. I personally will be choosing to continue moving ever more into the experience of my divinity and into the experience of your divinity, of everyone that I interact with. And I don't know, I'd be curious to hear what you have to say about that. How you would approach that, how you will approach that. But for me, that's an important aspect. Now, I will say this, one of the things to me that is most significant about all the to-do, all the hoopla that is surrounding this coming solstice, is that it is energizing a tremendous number of lightworkers to focus on the same day, at least, in that same direction. So I do believe that there will be a leap, a shift in consciousness. I don't believe it's going to reach that level that would be perceived afterwards as, oh, that was the miracle, that was when it happened. Because each of us will move forward to the degree that we're ready to. Now, it may be a large leap for mankind, it may be like walking on the moon, but it's still going to be individually received. For some people, it will be more empowering than others, no matter what happens. But I believe that most of what happens is going to be because masses of light workers are joining their energies together in that shared intention, in the shared intention that we started with here today of moving into greater mastery. And so this could have all been the placebo effect. Maybe nothing was going to happen. And by saying that something was going to happen, it got us all together, energized to make something happen. I don't know. I don't believe that that's actually completely the case. But I find it much more empowering to focus on, yes, there is this galactic support. Yes, it is going to be in alignment with the astronomy, with the solar system, with our connection with the rest of our galaxy. But that the great impetus for the actual change comes from us, not from outside of us. We may be triggered by the Mayan calendar or whatever else might be triggering us to take those steps, but we're the ones who are stepping forward to take those steps. We're the ones who are stepping forward to say, yes, I choose more divinity. I choose more empowerment. I choose more mastery. One of the spiritual teachers I respect most on this planet, and I've spoken of her before, and she's been a guest on the show, B.J. King, made a statement, and I know she's made it many times, but the first time I heard it, it was paradigm shifting. she was speaking about prophecy. And specifically, she was speaking about negative prophecy. And that, well, the gist of what she said, I don't know the exact quote. I'm sure she said it in more than one way. But the gist of what she said was, a negative prophecy that comes to pass is a failed prophecy. That the purpose of a prophecy that would say something bad is going to happen is not so that we can prepare ourselves to deal with that bad thing when it happens, but so that we can take steps to transform the unfoldment of creation, to shift it into a new experience. And in channeling that I've done through the years, in fact, it's over 10 years ago now, one of the things that was said, again, multiple times for multiple groups, was that we had reached a point in the ascension of the planet where even if all the light workers essentially put on the brakes, not only stopped trying to move into greater empowerment and a higher vibration, but even tried to do the reverse, that it was too late. The momentum, the energy that was already built up, our Earth was going to ascend, period. And the only question was whether and how and who went along for the ride. Whether we went along for the ride, how we went along for the ride, and which ones of us went along for the ride. And so I think that that's a useful thing to be aware of at this time. Because there are still people out there, and what was it, 2 years ago, the movie 2012, the disaster movie came out. There are still people out there who are looking at this as potential disaster, earth changes, the shattering of physical reality as we know it. I don't believe any of that's going to happen. Sure, we've had extreme weather events, etc., more cataclysms of various kinds in the last 20 years. It has been building. That's scientifically documented. But I don't believe it's going to be at that level where millions of people are dying and land masses are sinking beneath the oceans and volcanoes are erupting all over the place. I don't believe that. We transcended the negative prophecy of Armageddon, at least in my belief, in my truth, in my world. Hopefully in yours as well. And so now, what are we doing? Well, think about it. The Mayan calendar, whatever cycle is ending, it's essentially the resetting of all their cycles. This is the end of the long count. But as with our calendar, at the end of the year, what do? We don't think that December 31st is the end of all. We get the new calendar for 2013. If the Mayans were around at that level, they would be starting a new count on the 21st. If that truly has been interpreted correctly. But in any case, it's not an ending that is death. It's an ending, as with all endings, that is rebirth. That is a new beginning, entwined in the ending. That's the polarity of ending, is new beginning. What's going to be born out of this? And that's the question for each of us to ask. What do we choose to focus on building out of this? Now, obviously, there are lots of choices. And I'm sure if you're listening to this program, you're aware of at least some of them. You've probably gotten some of those emails about this set of events or that event or et cetera that are going to take place on that day. And each of us has our own choices to make about which ones we choose to participate in. And I have one that I'll be talking about in just a minute. Talked about it last week. But that's the question. What would we choose to create out of this? What do we give birth to? But put that in perspective. Giving birth is not the end of creating something. It's the beginning. It's the beginning. Whatever the shifts are that do take place, I would think that this is like an infant being born. We've been going through labor pains for a while now. And there's going to be a birth. Well, we're going to need and we're going to choose to continue feeding that creation, to continue expanding it. What's been channeled the number of times, what I've channeled the number of times, various contexts, is that what this shift is about, wherever it's pinpointed in linear time, whether it's on the 20th or the 21st or the 23rd, or sometime next year, or whether it happened a year ago, I don't think it happened a year ago, but whenever it might be pinpointed, what we are moving toward is a shift in the major mass consciousness, the basic status quo. What we have been living is the status quo that is built out of separation and fear. And that the shift is into one that is built on love. And interconnectedness. Now, that's not to say that it's 100% fear now, and it's going to jump to 100% love. This is about mass consciousness. All the fear is not going to be erased. All the love is not going to suddenly transmute it. But that what we're moving into, whatever moment it might happen, be great if it happened on this Friday. I would love that. But whatever moment it happens, what we're moving into is the shift when love as the foundation crosses the 50% mark. Now, it's not necessarily 50% of the people. It's 50% of the energy. And that will mark a shift that will change the world. Because then it will be easier to be in the energy of love than the energy of fear. Easier to be in the energy of community and interconnectedness than in the energy of separation. And so for me, that's what I will be focusing on. And the group that I'll be doing is the final of this first series of gateway activations, gateway number 26, which I find interesting. Because numerologically, that's an 8, and an 8 is infinity. An 8 is abundance. An 8 is expansion. But that's another topic. So on Friday the 21st, we will be opening the gateway of home, which to me is crossing the threshold out of separation and into community, out of fear and into love. And so, if you're interested, love to have you join us. It'll be 7:30 Eastern time on Friday the 21st, on the solstice. We will also be connecting with, during this event, all of the resonant activations and groups and prayers and anything else that might be going on that day in this collective transition. So, that was my brief commercial announcement, and that would be time to make the shift from me to them. Or perhaps from me, the us that is those in body, into the us that is someone out of body, speaking through the body. That is the channeling. So, as always, allow your breathing to deepen while I do the toning and bring in whoever would be choosing to speak with you, with us today. Hello, dear ones. This is your Mother Earth. Gaia, as some would call us. It is good to be with you, but we are always with you. But you are not always aware that we are with you. So it is good to be with you when you are aware that we are with you. And we would thank you. We would thank you for being here at this time and setting these intentions and choosing to move toward a world of greater love and less strife. And we would thank you for the light that you bring here into these dimensions, which is unique to you. And we would thank you for all that you do to expand your light. For as you expand your light, you expand our light. For you are one with us. Even though you are unique, you are also part of us. And we are coming together. We are coming into greater consciousness. We will play the game of the polarities differently. We will play the game of empowerment differently. We will play the game of souls in these dimensions differently. And we will be aware of more dimensions. But do not be focused too closely on what that will look like. Be focused instead on what that will feel like, on what you would desire that to feel like, because that is where you will be satisfied. Because this is an ongoing expansion. And we would just remind you of this. We are fine. You do not need to save us. You do not need to save the planet. We are not going anywhere. What you are doing is seeking to change the rules whereby humanity interacts with itself and interacts with your brothers and sisters of the animal and plant kingdoms and the mineral kingdoms. We are all in this together. Most do not realize or honor that. So it is these sorts of rules that are changing, but we as a whole are fine, dear one. And you are fine and becoming finer. Like a wine that improves with age. And the way that you do that, and the way that you give the most into this transformation, into this shift, the way that you play your part most fully is to focus on you. Focus on expanding your light. Focus on loving yourself more. Focus on being who you are and stepping with courage into that expression.
then you become the light of the world in your corner of the world. And your light becomes brighter, and it glows, and it joins with the light of others who step up in their courage to be who they are and express it with power and with love. And so this whole dimension, these dimensions that we co-participate in, that we co-create, become lighter and brighter. And that is what this is about. And it is not the work of a moment. It is not the work of an hour. It is not the work of a day. It is what you have been doing. It is what you have been doing. And so what we would say is that this day that is coming, this day that is the solstice, this day that is before you, is less a day to do than it is a day to celebrate. To celebrate what you have already done, how far you have already come. Because in that celebration, in that acknowledgement, in that claiming of your power, you amplify your power. You magnify it. You expand it. You spread it. And that will actually have a greater effect than anything else you can attempt to do on that day. Because as you step into your gratitude, you complete, you accept, you receive the shifting that you have already created, that you have already brought forth, that you have already magnified. And then you leap forward into the new, because you completely own this. And so, whatever else you choose to do, however else you choose to participate or not on that day, that would be what we would ask of you most. To honor yourself and to claim your light and your power. To celebrate it. And in the celebrating, to share it. And in the sharing, to amplify it. And know that whatever you choose to do, that, something else, that and something else, none of the above, maybe you'll sleep the whole day. Whatever you choose to do, we will be there loving and supporting you. We will be there honoring the light. We will be there recognizing the light that you are. And so, on this day and every day, know that we celebrate you, that we love you, that we see you. And we will see you later. Namaste, dear ones. Namaste. Excuse me, and thank you to Mother Earth. And thank you, all of you out there, listening and co-creating this with me here today. I would ask Doug to start those chimes whenever he's ready. And I would encourage and ask each one of you to please give me your feedback. Let me know what you think. It really does matter. Let me know what you'd like me to focus on. And if you don't do that directly, at least do that energetically. What would you like me to co-create here with you in these upcoming programs? I will be back after the 21st, on the 23rd, next Sunday, to co-create with you yet another program. You never know where the show, you never know where you're going to go until you get there, until you make the choices.
That's what empowerment is all about. Stepping into our power to make our choices that much more conscious. I wish you all a wonderful week, a wonderful solstice, whatever you choose to do. Much love, my friends. Namaste.